This is Joanne Jenkins, CEO of AARP. The coronavirus continues to affect us all, and we are here actively supporting you and your community. Every day, we're providing trusted information from top health experts, sharing tools to help protect families from fraud, and creating resources to support family caregivers everywhere. As always, you can count on AARP to advocate for you and your family. Join us and stay connected at aarp.org/coronavirus.
Welcome. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Don Diva Travel Blog Talk Radio Show that brings you the latest and greatest travel news, destination vacation, travel industry tips and tricks for a way to shape your view on the world. Let's take flight with Don Diva Travel's host, Cece, the travel destination vacation extraordinaire. We will kick off our travel session and speak about COVID and traveling at this time. Now, at this point in time, COVID-19 has everybody in an uproar about traveling. And we're going to answer things, should I travel within the U.S. or abroad? Now, generally, CDC does not generally issue advisories or restrictions for travel within the United States. However, cases of coronavirus disease, COVID-19, have been reported in many states, and some areas are experiencing community spread of the disease. Crowd traveling settings like airports may increase chances of getting COVID-19. If there are any other travelers with coronavirus infection, there are several things you should consider when deciding whether it's safe for you to travel. And given that, you know, there's a lot of people who are spreading misinformation, disinformation, and things like that. My end all that be all for all this with COVID-19 is trust your WHO, your CDC, your levels of government, your FAA, your OSHA, those different administrations, your public health administration, things like that, your city admins, your levels of government, and things that would control those narratives, you know, that would be able to tell you, hey, this would be a good idea for you to do this versus this, and tell you what advanced directives, your TSA, you know, those people who actually are on the front lines of dealing with COVID-19. But I'm going to give you some tips and tricks that I'm getting from the CDC for you guys to be able to figure out what's best for you in your travel if your job requires you to travel and what not to do. And safety tips for traveling via different organizations and things like that. Okay, so per the CDC, things to consider before travel. Is COVID-19 spreading in the area where you're going? If COVID-19 is spreading at your destination but not where you live, you may be more likely to get infected if you travel there than if you stay home. If you have questions about your destination, you should check your destination's local health department website for more information. That's smart, because you have to think about this. If you're talking about spread of infection, you have to think about this. Is it safer for me to just go ahead and stay home, cancel my trip, cancel my flight, or am I going to go ahead and take that risk and think about quarantine times and things like that, or when I fly back, am I going to be a risk to others? And those are things that you're going to have to make that decision and then think about all the processing and whatnot and processing back. And again, they're making the right call about check your destination's local rules and regulations. That is why the CDC is so important, because this is the Centers for Disease Control. They will be able to better tell you, hey, it might not be good for you to go to this place, but you can go to this place. Maybe this place is more high risk. Maybe this place may not be so high risk. So definitely check the country going and the country coming. Will you or your travel companion be in close contact with others during your trip? Those are things that you think about as you go on these trips, because you have to say to yourself, do I want to become a contagion or a carrier? Because, you know, you don't want to pull your hair out, right? Because the whole thing is, you don't want to become an outbreak monkey, right? So, of course, I'm going to be screaming, right? So we don't want that. What we want to do is keep the contagion or contaminant levels down. So you want to make sure you're practicing good hygiene and things like that. And think about this from what it was saying. Your risk of exposure to respiratory viruses like coronavirus may increase in crowded settings, particularly closed-in settings with little air circulation. So if you don't have ventilated areas and you're going to a highly populated area, but you've got close quarters, what do you think is going to happen? Okay? They may include settings such as conferences, public events like concerts, sporting events, religious gatherings, public places like movie theaters, shopping malls, and public transportation like buses, metro, and trains. So if you're not practicing like regular hygiene or regular, then you're thinking about, I'm going traveling. What if that place you're going to might not? What if you're not? So you have to think about all these things as you're factoring in. The greater the risk, the bigger the reward, or it might not be worth the risk and the reward of having fun and having that good time, right? So just think about it before you end up pulling your hair out when you come back and like, oh my God, oh my God. And then you're like, so you don't want to end up having to sing taps. So you don't want the anvil to drop on you and feel like COVID has totally took you through it, right? Some heavy punches, right? So by the time you're all like, then COVID's like,
finish him.
By that time, you're at Mortal Kombat stage, and then COVID's really getting you that last punch in, right? And then it's like, finish him, right?
Finish him.
All right. Okay, so it's not really that funny, but I'm trying to, like, you know, get you guys to understand, like, this traveling thing. You've got to think about all this kind of stuff, because COVID's not going to give you, like, I'm going to pick her, and her, him, and him. COVID's not going to say that when it's airborne, right? So we have to think about this. So CDC is saying the same exact thing, but we're just going to give you a little comic relief, right? So, are you and your travel companions more likely to get severe illness if you get COVID-19? Here's the thing. Here are the risk factors that you have to think about as well. Your health comorbidities. Okay, people are at higher risk for severe disease are older adults, people of any age with chronic or medical conditions such as heart disease, lung disease, or diabetes. CDC recommends that travelers at high risk for COVID-19 complications avoid all cruise travel or non-essential air travel or travel like for business or things like that. So you might want to switch gears in how you do business. Think about those different things as you are traveling, because you have to think about this. I know the travel industry is suffering. You know, being a travel agent, it's the love of all of our travel agent lives, right? Of course, we want to be able to book cruises. We want to book cabins. We want to book hotels and things like that. But again, until we get more standard safety precautions and things like that, food safety instructions and how to handle different things and how to advise our clients, we'd rather just say, hey, we'll comp you this and this, that, and the other. But if you take that risk to book and things like that, we want to be able to give you better handled advanced directives. But things like the CDC that step in, your travel services and administration, things like that, your TSA and your FAA that's going to give you these things, they're going to be able to better direct us, the flight agents or your concierge services who tell you these things, or your Delta, your different companies like that. You know, you've got Southwest Airlines, you've got all these different places, and then you've got what, Disney Cruises, you've got Princess Cruise Lines, you've got Norwegian, you've got all these different cruise lines, and they're suffering, y'all. But we get that. But as travel agents, we have to be responsible as well, and we pass down this information to you travelers, because at the same breath, we want to make a sale, but not at the cost of your health. So let's go over some, you know, misnomers and things like that. Think about this. Do you have a plan for taking time off from work or school in case you're told to stay home for 14 days for self-monitoring or self-quarantining if you get sick with COVID-19? That's what we were just talking about just a second ago. Think about this. Okay, if you do go to a high-risk country, okay, you come back, your risk of being in transmitting that to someone else who might be at risk because you come in contact with someone with COVID, okay, think about that. Is the risk worth the reward of having fun for that couple of 20 days that you might be gone, come back, and you might be outbreak, Okay? So do you want to be outbreak? And then somebody's like, ah! You know, and you're just like, okay, so you don't want people running around away from you like that because they're paranoid about getting COVID from you. So you got to go and sit there in quarantine for 17 days. It's going to feel like somebody ruined your whole life because you have to sit down for 14 days because you wanted to take 21 days of having a good time. Or you might have wanted to go and you do your business travel. Just take the time to go and shift your traveling to another time. The thing is, now is teaching us in our travel industry how to go and maneuver flights and rearrange them in such a method that it's not so risque. But the thing is, until we get those advanced directives and preparedness, how to rearrange flights or alter how things are going to go until COVID is taken under control, we just have to work on, okay, sir, ma'am, we're going to have to readjust your flight, or we're going to have to redirect your flight to this place, to this destination. It's going to take a little longer, but we'll get you here. But remember, it's going to take you 14 days for our quarantine if you come back on this way or this method, just to be on the safe side. So think about those different things, and this is what the CDC is saying. So if you have close contacts with someone with COVID-19 during travel, you may be asked to stay home for self-monitor, avoid contact with others for up to 14 days after travel. If you become sick with COVID-19, you may be unable to go to work or school until you consider non-infectious. And you will be asked to avoid contact with others, including being public places during the period of infectiousness or potential infectiousness. And this is what I was just saying. So think about that before you make the decision like, yeah, I'm going to go take that flight, or I'm going to take that red eye to go handle things and whatnot. So those are what we meant by having alternative ideas and methods of doing your work or transacting business until they get COVID-19 with the preparedness with the FAA and TSA and what they're going to be doing and what alternative methods to do, connectors, flights, and safe measures and whatnot to make passengers less likely to be potential to be contagious to someone else or going to a high-risk country to reroute those flights away from other members that are flighting from a place that might not be quite so at risk. But until those things have been done, right now you have to be at high alert instead of like at the level of, okay, that might not be so bad. So think about those when you have your different levels of government who have to make these decisions. But until COVID is well studied and they know exactly what they're dealing with, then you will have better advanced directives. So we have to trust our government. We have to trust our CDC and our doctors and the people who are experts at this, like our WHO, our World Health Organization, to give us those directions, our FDA, you know, all the level of public health administration who are well versed in all this, who will be able to tell us, even in the travel industry, hey, this is what you need to do, and tell your clients and things like that, because you are all trusting us as flight agents, concierge service, to be able to say, hey, look, don't do this, do that. Or if you're going to book this flight cruise, we're going to go this route instead of this route. So you're trusting me as a travel agent to book you in the best manner, but also advise you in the best manner, as I've been certified in travel in this industry, to be able to say, hey, you can do this, but you can't do this, but you can book this, but you can't book that. Okay, so the next question. Do you live with someone who is older and has serious chronic medical condition or at high risk? If you get sick with COVID-19 upon your return from travel, your household contacts may be at risk of infection. Older adults or persons with any age of severe chronic medical conditions or potential of higher risk of severe illness, you have to think of all these things of passing those different pathogens to that person. Be sure to take the steps to prevent that. And there is a CDC COVID travel page. I'm going to tell you guys all about it. And then we'll talk about symptoms and testing and preventing getting sick. So you're going to go to this page. And it is 2019. It's cdc.gov. And it's 2019-ncov/travelers. And that's /index.html. And I'll post it online on Twitter. You can go to Don Diva Travel and I'll have it up there. Or you can go to Don Diva Travel on Facebook and I'll definitely post it. And I'll post it in the group. And then they have FAQs for travel and international travel and travel notices for each country. And definitely that's another thing. Get the travel notices for each country going to and from. They also have travel notices for returning from international travel in the United States, travel health notices, cruise ship travel, and things like that. And that's another thing, we'll go over that on the next one. And then they have symptoms for testing, preventing getting sick. And if you do think you're sick, definitely call your doctor. If you feel like you have any type of symptoms, call your call centers for nursing, or if they have telehealth and things like that. If you immediately think that you have any type of exposure, go to your doctor. Don't sit around and wait till you're sitting up at the point of actually incubation stage and you're really starting to be feeling some type of way. Go to your doctor. And here's what they said about symptoms. Conditions like heart and lung disease or diabetes seem at higher risk for developing more serious complications. Fever, cough, shortness of breath. So it's going to feel some type of trouble breathing, persistent pain or pressure in the chest, confusion or inability to arouse, or bluish lips or face. So it's an inability, ear, nose, and throat of breathing, and it's going to feel like pressure on the chest. So definitely take a whole entire visit to the doctor if you're feeling like that. And it's got some self-care tips, but it's also telling you, go to the doctor. Don't just sit there and think you're Doogie Howser, MD, scare yourself half to death. Go to the doctor or call your nurse on call and say, hey, these are my symptoms. If the nurse says get into the ER, go to the ER. Also, it's got a self-checker online, and it's also got testing, what to do, and things like that. So, you know, and it's telling you how to cope with it and all. And definitely check out the CDC. It's great. Read there. And your World Health Organization. And then there's the Public Health Administration. And then you have the The World Health Organization is great, too. I mean, these are some good tips. And here's the thing about returning cruise ship travelers. CDC recommends that all people defer travel on cruise ships, including river cruise ships and worldwide. That's because the risk of COVID on cruise ships is high. And adults and people with serious chronic medical conditions, heart disease, diabetes, or lung disease should especially defer travel right now until things are ramped up as to what they're going to be doing for their standard safety precautions for that. So that's where OSHA comes in, and they make decisions and whatnot on travel advisories and what to do. So until then, you know, download the PDFs and things like that, and they have all kinds of things on here. So definitely they have PDFs for you to download, you know, travel advisories, and also there is a website for travel as well. I'll pull it up for you. Let's see. Safety tips for traveling. Before you go, share your travel information, research your ground transportation, familiarize yourself with the destination, and plan for safety abroad and also for your hygiene. Check out the hotel. Make sure it's clean. Make sure there's certain things. If you're going to take that risk ultimately to go, make sure if they're actually keeping up with their hygienical things, making sure that things are kept at least high hygiene level if you're going to an area that you know that it can be a potential risk for you. Those are all things that you think about as is. Oh, and here are some emergency numbers if you're traveling abroad. From the U.S. and Canada, call 1-888-407-4747. You find yourself in an emergency situation. If you're overseas, 1-202-501-444, or contact the U.S. Embassy or Consulate. Those are things that you need to definitely do if you're a victim of a crime or anything like that. And that is from RAIN.org. And if you're traveling with pets and things like that, you definitely want to think about all those different things and make those things. We're going to talk about that the next session. But I'm hoping this is helpful for the COVID-19 and for those of you who are having moments of like true meltdown about traveling and trying to sit on the fence about it. And I'm hoping that this session with Don Diva Travel Blog Talk Radio, that you've kind of got an idea what you need to be doing and how to kind of prepare and keep yourself at least a bare minimum within the CDC standards for travel and practicing standard safety precautions. If you decide to just willy-nilly, I'm still traveling and whatnot until they tell you you can't travel at all. So just think about those things before you decide to do that and whether or not it's worth it. And if you're going to go and transfer to work from home until the travel advisories are let up or the TSA or FAA says, okay, yeah, you can start back traveling or you can book this, this, and this. We have these precautions, this, this, and this. So I would think that right now we all practice standard safety precautions in travel. And if you don't have to essential travel, then I wouldn't. But if you have to, or you have to for work purposes, then practice standard safety precautions and exercise good judgment. That'll be it. Thank you for attending the Don Diva Travel Blog Talk Radio Show. Have a good night.